Okay, so let's talk about the Giga Beetle Challenge.
Oh
What
boy.
is the Giga Beetle Challenge this week?
Remember the cookie thing with the peanut butter cup and the Oreo halves and
Oh
what
my,
if
yes.
in the
What
fecal
have you done?
fountain?
What have you done?
So, here is the response image that he sent me. Now, bear in mind, the original was over 6 megabytes. So,
God Almighty.
well, that's because Giga Beetle does not apparently understand like image compression.
Okay.
What, did he send it PNG or
He did.
bitmap?
PNG.
Well, aren't PNGs smaller than JPEGs?
No.
They, for some
Depends.
stuff, they can't. They
It's
are they.
possible, but generally
They
not.
can be, but not for. They can be for on stuff that has lots of solid colors, but not for stuff with photographs.
So it depends.
But it's okay. This image was totally worth the bandwidth.
Okay. Reading now.
Marabou milk chocolate.
This is Pisces.
You unmake the Oreos. It
The dead afterbirth of the witless halves.
My favorite part is the ending line.
Well, yeah.
Oh, it's time to begin assembly.
Sorry, I read fast.
I know.
I'm just savoring it.
Yeah, you have to take the time to appreciate every image.
Plus, you have to read it in his cadence as well.
Oh, well.
Not the water, JD.
I'm including a drawing because you might not understand.
Ignore the meat? What?
Look at the photo. Do you see the meat?
It's right
Upper
beneath the
left
words
corner.
"ignore the meat."
Oh, that meat. Okay, I was looking at the arrow.
You were looking for a penis, weren't you?
Looking for something in the bowl because the arrow. But no, never mind.
It's okay. You were just doing a good job of ignoring the meat.
Apparently, I did as it was asked. Douse it in my arm. It weighs 366 grams.
Look at the inside of it.
Oh.
You're doing with me. Oh, God! The riders!
Yes,
The
of course they have to show up.
That's the money shot right there.
Taste cat.
So, you know what could make that picture better? If it was stronger with those things.
Yes.
Because I'm V, and plus, this isn't like V3 at all. He's trying to save Rider 2.
Are you sure about that? Maybe
He doesn't
maybe
actually have to press to his chest. He could be holding them away.
maybe Rider 2's just passed out and not actually dying, so he's gonna
Right?
unmake them.
He just fell asleep.
He's in a hunger coma, and it's time to finish it.
But the only thing I don't understand is, Ken, why did you almost not have him do this?
Yeah, really.
You guys.
Yet another beautiful Giga Beetle challenge result.
Driver on. Please. Podcast. Please. This is Superhero Time with XV.
You have no idea how hard it is.
Hey, Mickey.
This shit here is off the record, so don't put this in the podcast.
Paladin.
No explanation, no story, just Kenji f***ing Oba.
Ken. Fort Max.
He just has a major prolapse.
With special guest.
Ooja.
So this is Superhero Time.
Just like that.
Yes, just like that. Because, you know, that's the way it works.
And there was a time I think we used to have, like, some kind of warning or something, but no, now it's just whenever.
I'm honestly
No, it's
worried.
More entertaining this way.
For you.
We used to have introductions.
Yeah, but, you know.
We used to care.
The thing is, caring. You know, we funny. Got the opening, which has the intro quotes, after which introductions are sort of redundant, except to say that, you know, JD is not with us this week, and in his place
Yay!
We have... Just for that, I'm not going to introduce you.
I'll introduce myself. No, I won't. Ken, introduce me. Quick.
Good enough.
I get blamed for everything else, so.
So the listeners are just gonna guess who I am.
Yeah.
So JD's not with us this week
on Twitter. Shut up, this works. I love Ultraman, it's great.
Now we know you're lying. No one loves Ultraman.
I do. Belton too.
I like Ultraman.
Yep.
My opinion doesn't matter, so.
Of course it doesn't.
All right, I'm not the wrong one for a week.
You're wrong, but it doesn't matter.
It's still a step up.
It doesn't matter.
I love Giga Beetle episodes.
Well, see, now you ruined it.
I know, but it's superhero time, and we ruin everything.
And I'm not part of this anymore.
Well, that was a short Giga Beetle week.
Yep.
Giga Beetle week is like Golden Week in Japan.
You pee on
everything?
You almost
take a week off not to worry about being funny.
Oh. I thought that's the week where you just pee insulted? On things randomly. You know, Golden Week. No?
What?
Okay.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
I was talking about urinating on things.
Oh.
Because it's Golden Week, right? You know, Golden Week. No? So, Peldon, what's in the news this week?
Kamen Rider Batride War looks pretty f***ing awesome.
Yeah, Mickey, why don't you tell us a little bit about your experience?
Well, I'll know how awesome it is soon enough, I suppose, when my premium TV sound edition arrives from Siege.
I don't feel so bad about some of the stuff I've got now.
Now, I know you're all jealous and want to touch me, but please form a single file line.
Well, okay, now, I know you spent a lot of money on this, but look at the bright side. If the exchange rate was as bad as it was 6 weeks ago, you would have spent a lot more money on it.
See, that's kind of what I like, is knowing that I'm getting it cheaper than people in Japan are getting it.
Interesting point. Although, maybe not quite.
Well, shipping.
Quiet.
Well, shipping and the average exchange rate has still been below 100 yen to the dollar. But close!
Look, the important thing is soon enough, I'll be mashing square until everyone on the screen is dead.
Well, yeah, and what more can you ask for out of life than that?
Alcohol?
Or maybe Minecraft. Admittedly, that's not as fun to bring up when JD's not here.
You have no one to support you on this.
Basically, yeah. Giga Beetle, have you ever thought about playing Minecraft?
No.
Okay. It's worth a try.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
No, we have to include for your bait.
Fuck, is it an echo here?
We have to include Giga Beetle in the conversation somehow. Since like 90% of the show he knows nothing about this week.
I know nothing about anything ever. 90% is an overestimation.
Okay. What else is in the news?
Let's see. They're still filming Super Mega Force, and someone spotted the Gokai Silver suit on set.
And the Ghost Sager is apparently changing into the Gokaiger, so there's that.
Using the Mobi Raids, no less.
Yeah.
Yay! Ranger
and
Peas.
Also, the Ghost Sager is fighting alongside the Gokai Silver, so there's that.
Next season is going to be such a mess.
It's going to be a little weird. But
yeah.
Hey.
Little weird.
This would be great if the Gokaiger costumes are like their battleizers.
Or their metallic armor.
That seems almost to be the implication.
Well, that makes sense because angels used pirates as flesh shields a lot. I know this because books.
That's true. I also know that because of books.
Good.
See, this kind of makes me disappointed that season 2 of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers didn't have them transforming from the Jew Ranger suits into the Die Ranger suits.
Or the Chinaman suits.
No, I don't like the Chinaman suits. Those eyes on the helmet are just creepy.
I can never unsee those things. Like, every time I look at Die Ranger now, I'm like, I see the eyes and they're not there.
Big googly go on your eyes.
Staring at you.
Anime eyes.
They're staring at you while you
watching
sleep.
Watching you.
Good, waiting. I like an audience.
They're there staring at you while you poop.
It always comes back to pooping with you guys.
Yes.
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 Yes. What were we talking about?
Super Mega Force.
Oh. No wonder we started talking about poop.
There's still no return date for actual Mega Force episodes, though.
October.
Yeah, probably. With one of their stupid special things.
Yeah, gotta get our, stock footage Halloween special out there.
Stock footage from 8 whole episodes.
Which part of Ghost Saker will they use for the Halloween special?
Well, they have a lot on the cutting room floor, so it's a lot.
They'll use the most terrifying parts of all. The original cast.
Ghost Sakers.
I like that at least 2 of us went to Aerie.
Exactly.
Although, Monet was pretty horrifying, too.
Yeah, but those ears.
Yeah.
And Alita with that neck.
But Monet's face just seemed to be, like, made of plastic.
Well, I'll give you that.
It could have been. We don't know for sure.
Probably was.
And then go say Black, the two-dimensional man.
Yes,
no,
Audrey was...
He had that many.
He was completely made of cardboard.
Literally.
There wasn't even an actor there. They just had all these cardboard cutouts in various poses. And they were basically stop-motioning him through the series.
That would explain a lot of things.
Cat had more depth.
So, other news?
Oh, yes. Kyoru Red Carnival.
Okay.
Right. King Dago gets his own power-up form. Just like Abra Max again, except stranger looking.
I like the fact that you snap the neck of a baby dinosaur in order to achieve that.
Just like
he
in real life.
He wears it like a mink stole or something. It's a fancy dinosaur face cape.
Yes.
Oddest
with another revolver kind of weapon.
Is it a bigger revolver?
Of course.
Eh. I also like the... how the physics works of how you plug a gun to the back of another gun to make it work more.
Well, that's
Japan. Worked since Yetman.
Japan has always done that.
No.
I know,
no.
But it still amuses me.
Oh.
So yeah, that's the thing, and he'll probably use the movie exclusive repaint that way.
Didn't the Gold Mecha come out this week too?
Yes.
It's a thing.
So, just 4 more.
Crotch hands.
I like the gold one. I'm going to see those as sort of sword shields, sheaths. But I'm also weird.
Technically, no, Kyoryugen has crotch hands too. You just don't notice them that much because they're T-Rex hands.
He constantly grabbing his own crotch. This one is reaching to
and
grab
he can't
yours.
Reach it because they're T-Rex hands.
So he has to compensate.
What a horrible way to live. Arms too short to grab your own crotch.
That's why you need a bidet.
And there, we brought it back around again.
Yes.
That's going to make sense.
That's pretty much...
Could you get a bidet that has a blow dryer attachment?
Sure. Why?
Well,
you know, to dry you off.
Why would you like to have a dry anus?
It's like a dog's nose. It's supposed to be wet. It means you're healthy.
I never really thought about it that way before.
If I thought about things before saying things, this would be a better podcast now.
Nope. Nothing says good health like a juicy, wet anus.
Now say that again, but start with nothing says lovin'.
No, I don't want that to be an intro quote.
Too late.
So any other news?
Well, back on Batride War again, they've confirmed a lot of returning actors for the various Kamen Rider roles.
As DLC, or...?
Just as part of the regular game. You've got the guys back for Decade, D-End, Blade, Garen, Dark Kiva, New Deno, Birth, and Ryuki.
Basically a bunch of people that don't have anything better to do.
Yeah. Well, not yet, anyway. They haven't told us everyone.
I'm sure Rin Kiriyama is trying to figure out a way to film new footage for the game.
Like, no, I have the hat. I can do anything you want.
It shows up in the voice recording studio in costume. Right, where's the cameras at?
I still wish they'd get him back. You think even he could save Wizard?
Well, if by save Wizard you mean transform it into another season of Double, sure.
Do you know a better way of saving Wizard?
I don't think you can save Wizard. The only thing to do is to make it another season of Double.
Or just another show, period.
No, because then we can get
Hibiki season 2.
We already got that. It was horrible.
How about Five season 2?
Which one would be more horrible?
Yes.
I know it would save Wizard.
Kamen Ending Rider the show Shin. Early? Oh, Shin. Okay.
Would Shin kill him?
Would Shin kill anybody is the kind of the point.
Shin would kill everybody.
Because, you know, apparently
he'd
be Wizard...
only pregnant with his weird Kamen Rider baby.
If he tears out Shinpei's spine, I'm all for it.
See, that's the problem, though. Nobody can apparently die in Wizard. Even though the whole premise
well,
of the series
that's
is...
What
I didn't
bring
say
Shin in.
I said tear out his spine. There's a little bit of a difference.
Oh, you want him to live with his spine removed?
Yes.
Or do you want his spine to live with his body removed?
Yes.
Then we'd have two Shinpeis.
But only one of them could talk. The other one would just, you know, have the fancy wardrobe. They could, like, set him up in the... They could set him up in the window of the antique shop and he could be like a mannequin.
Well, actually, there would be another way of saving Wizard. Revenge by talk show.
So you get Kirihiko to come back and run the talk show again?
Yes.
I support this move.
We don't need more Kirihiko.
Yeah.
They should cast him as a writer or something.
Butt and all.
Actually, it's a shame that Nasuka wasn't a writer.
Yeah.
Another missed opportunity.
What other news?
I think that's it for this
now,
week.
Now, did we have
Giga?
SHF Incisor apparently comes out in September as a web exclusive.
Who?
Apparently.
Scissors.
Who?
Yeah. Crab
He's
guy.
From Ryuki. He lasted like three episodes, so he doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know why he matters?
Because you don't have them?
Because crab.
Cancer?
Nobody wants to pay middleman fees for crabs.
Aha. Let's see what you are now. Ah! The fuck are these? Oh, okay, it's further down.
I think those
More
first
interesting
two things
than
are...
scissors, I'll tell you that.
I think those first two things are Saint Seiya.
They're horrific chrome butterflies. It's like She-Ra's back in figure arts form. Yes, but Kamen Rider Scissors looks pretty okay. I like his eye stalks on his helmet.
Well,
these bobs.
You know, crab.
So how easy are those going to be to snap? Easier or harder than a Shadow Riders?
Yep.
Maybe they'll be removable.
Well, they will be removable. It's just a matter of you can't put them back on.
Yeah, the costume is that There's no gold legs. There needs to be gold legs somehow.
Okay.
No one else agrees on that.
I guess not.
Fuck you all.
And obviously his Advent Beast is sold separately.
Well, they all are.
Well, of course. I mean, you don't... Otherwise, they'd eat him in package.
Only after the deck is broken. See, that's why Scissors only lasted like three episodes. He lost his card deck and his monster ate him.
It was great.
And there wasn't even a body that needed to be hid behind the wall.
Nom 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 nom.
Crabs will eat anything. They're nature's vacuum.
So nature hates them?
We should have got a Chimera based on the claw shrimp thing, that the little sonic boom thing with his claw.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been great.
That's what the black metals in O's should have been.
Yes.
Yes.
You know what the black metals in O's should have been?
Non-existent.
They should have had a point.
They should have been Gaia memories.
Yeah.
Nobunaga Oda.
Everything in O's should have been Gaia memories.
Everything should have been Nobunaga.
Including Ankh. Ankh should have been a Gaia memory. That, you know, somehow attached itself to that guy's forearm.
Yeah, they can do that, right?
Sure. Just, you know, instead of a lower half of his forearm in his hand, he had a Gaia memory stuck there. That made perfect sense. So, is that the end of the news?
Yes, please.
I thought Fort Max had something to say.
No, there. Now, did we do the movie toys last week, or...
Thanks a lot, Giga.
You're welcome. I remember talking about them.
Which movie toys?
Spino Dio.
Yeah, we did that one.
Way to pay attention for it, man.
And the long-necked dildo dinosaur?
Yeah, we did like 15 minutes on that thing being a dildo. How could you forget that?
I just had so many conversations about dildos, they all run together.
I don't particularly pay attention to this show anyway, so...
He's busy paying attention to encoding.
And dildos.
So, the Megaforce toy line, has anyone spotted a Wave 2 of anything yet?
What's in Wave 2?
Ghost at Night. Assumedly.
Nope. I don't think anyone has, no.
Hmm.
Maybe they'll wait until the episodes return in October.
I guess we'll get our usual fall refresh then.
Yeah, probably. When they bring out...
What's this?
Ghost at Ultimate, I guess, is the only one left.
I'm going to click on this link anyway.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
They also have leprosy.
What?
They have leprosy or they carry leprosy?
Eh, same difference.
Oh.
No, it isn't.
Sure it is.
What?
The pieces
I don't
just don't...
Eating armadillos like eating, like, crab?
Where you need a nutcracker to get through it?
No, like stuffed crab.
Oh.
You got a shell on one side and, like, you know, soft goodies on the other. And why is this armadillo all purple glittery?
Because why not?
Is it a pony?
It wants to be pretty.
Or just came back from the club.
Maybe when armadillos are wet, they turn purple.
It's a color change armadillo, like those Hot Wheels cars.
Yeah. That's it exactly. Well, anyway, I think it's time for a Kiba Ranger.
Yay!
Giga, did you watch Akiba Ranger?
Yes.
Okay, good. Mickey, summarize.
Where to start?
The beginning of the episode.
What are we on now? 2, 3?
Two.
Okay.
Remember, the subs are like a week behind.
So we're on episode 2, but we've already reached like episode 7 worth of plot. I'm trying to remember. If I remember, I mean, fast forward to the part where the episode starts.
Right.
Well, okay,
we have
yeah,
an intro
so,
now.
We get our real theme song this week, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just going to be na-na-na-na over and over again the whole season.
That must have been disappointing when you realized you wouldn't be able to sing it in the car so easily anymore.
Yeah, I was very sad.
I'm sure they will release that first version on the album, though.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
I mean, it's even given its own title in the opening for the first episode.
Is it?
Yes. Demo version.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, so Akiba episode, season 2, episode 2. Episode starts out with Nobuo calling the professor and telling him about his encounter with Dr. Maki in the nerd shop.
Him?
Yes, him.
Huh?
The professor has a penis. Let's move on. Anyway, the important thing is that Akagi's boss is in there critiquing their food. And it is not up to par. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Akagi goes on down the road on his bike and encounters a back alley Blu-ray salesman with hawking a magic Blu-ray that shows you whatever you want to see. And so they all want to watch.
And then it kills you 7 days later, right? We've seen this before.
And the process to get there is kind of complicated, too. Hold the button down while you think of your director, voice actors, storyboard artists. I mean, I'm sure Fort Max could accomplish all that, but for most people, I think that's a little bit beyond the scope.
I kind of love that the porn that they conjure is so sexy, it makes their nose bleed, and then their clothes turn to cardboard.
I don't understand the cardboard clothing thing.
That's some damn good pornography.
I guess.
I mean, when I watch porn, I get one of the two results. Usually the latter. Never the first. So, sexy Kirihiko Blu-ray salesman man turns out to be a monster of the week, which with a fabulous retro design. So, it's a delusion time, but oh, it's not working.
Maybe they need to drink more.
But why is it not working? Oh, I took the batteries out because I wasn't going to be using it for a while.
You know, that's smart. You know, you don't want it to corrode or anything.
Right.
But
it's a Akagi, come on.
Yeah.
If anyone was going to do it, it was him.
He wanted to keep it mint.
So, here's the first thing I get confused about. He calls back into the base and says, you have to turn off the delusion ejection system. Which, I'm confused. I mean, wasn't that what they used to eject them from the delusion when they were already in it? Not to prevent them from entering the delusion?
Well, presumably, if the thing that kicks them out is also going to keep them out.
Okay.
That's how I took it, anyway.
Okay, it was just kind of oddly worded.
It's like if you ban someone, you have to unban them to get them back.
Okay, well, I guess
wait for them to try to register with a new username.
Yes!
Especially if it's, you know, like 20 minutes later in one of their well-known aliases. AllSpark reference goes here.
So many in that it could be.
Anyway.
Meanwhile, at the, I don't know where they are, Graveyard Factory?
Graveyard Factory? Well, you would know, wouldn't you?
There's gotta be one of those in Japan, right?
I guess that's where they make graves before they ship them out to cemeteries and put them in. For you to put caskets into. But Blu-ray Man has the amazing ability to use a remote control to control time. And he proceeds to duck amuck his way through the battle. So the one thing that's kind of fun is he turns on a 3D mode and summons a truck to run over Akagi.
Which, you know, makes sense. Not like anybody uses their 3D mode on their Blu-ray player anyway.
Right.
Meanwhile, in ancient China...
Yes, as he gets... blasted off Team Rocket style.
It's not the Edo period? Wow.
Progressive.
Akagi runs into Die Ranger Red.
Re-Ranger. Or, not quite.
Die Red.
Die Red.
It's funny how much pain that causes people to say.
Oh.
But wait, there's something not quite right. He has googly eyes.
They googly can see eyes into your soul.
That I will never unsee, so long as I may live.
Those things just ruin those helmets.
I think that's the point.
I think that's why they got rid of them.
Yeah.
I don't know. It makes the visor turn into a mustache. That's pretty badass.
Oh, God, it does.
You know, the eyes are still there even without it. I mean,
I know! I can't unsee them.
Now all I can see is the mustache. Amazing.
Oh.
Seeing the mustache is better than focusing on the eyes.
I guess.
That's why most people grow mustaches.
Okay. So, what's going on is that Die Red here is freaking out over meeting Akiba Red because he loved that show growing up.
He's just a mascot character.
He's actually China Sentai Chinaman, is it?
Yeah.
China Ranger.
China Red.
Chinaman.
Okay, yes.
Which is apparently a pre-production name for Die Ranger.
Or and the Akiba team figures out that this is his googly eye things is based on what a pre-production sketch.
Yeah.
Which.
Which?
This is about where the episode kind of loses me and my brain snaps. And usually happens at the end of the episode. Here, we're only 9 minutes in.
Well, there's like 2.5 episodes worth of stuff happening in this episode.
This isn't quite like Valbrake, where it waits for the mind snapping to happen in the last 30 seconds.
Yeah.
The surprise was vampires.
Yeah.
There's an intro quote.
Valbrave is like...
I know.
It's more funny without context.
Sadly, I actually understand the context of this one.
Welcome to my world, Ken.
I don't like this world.
Congratulations, Ken. You're starting to understand things Fort Max is talking about.
I don't like this world.
None of us do.
Bring it back.
So, while Akagi is trying to figure out what the f*** is going on, Blu-ray man shows up with his most devastating weapon of all, the VHS ray.
Digital to analog.
It turns everything into something shittier.
That explains Kuga's DVDs.
So if you use that here, would it turn Superhero Time into Fanboy Versus?
Oh, snap.
Oh, I wish JD was here for that.
I don't.
Meanwhile, elsewhere, suddenly Kaku Ranger.
Because why the f*** not?
So one of the Kaku Ranger mooks is permanently frozen in a pose of Dance Dance.
What else?
Doron, Doron, Dororon.
Yeah. And that's Melfujitsu, you know, is skulking around in the darkness.
Are you sure that isn't Burning Tanaka?
No, it is Mel. Actually, I checked on it.
Okay, good.
Could be Nigel.
No, it is Melfujitsu. I watched Dynaman like yesterday, to be sure. But those are also characters in the Fantastic Dynaman, which everyone should watch.
Yes. See, yes. That's what we need an Akiba Ranger episode about. The USA Dynaman dub.
That might not be so far-fetched with the way the show is going.
Yeah. I know, and that's the beautiful part.
And considering he's the villain, okay.
Yeah.
You never know.
I'm kind of thinking this entire series is going to have an American binge to it.
I won't.
Well, the last moments of this episode certainly seem to point that way.
All right. Where were we? I completely lost track.
Melfujitsu.
Oh, that's right. Back at the secret base.
Only halfway through the episode now.
I know!
Oh, I haven't.
All right, I'll speed it up. Okay.
No, it's great. Oh.
Professor finds of Akiba Ranger toys in the back.
I like that the Atasha robo is called the Aki Vulcan robo, which is a clear, like, Sun Vulcan reference.
And they stripped off all the anime stuff, so it's just plain primary colors.
And it has different colors, and it has the ugliest hood because of the yellow and blue legs.
I want to see the car mode.
It's on the box.
I will have to go and look more closely.
Mm-hmm. Hence the ugliest hood.
Actually, the hood's not that much uglier than how it is normally.
True.
Just different shades.
You know, you should buy the figure arts, Itasha Robo, and repaint it into that. Just to be sure. Yes.
That's probably what they're hoping people will do.
Or, honestly, you know, just...
they're going to release it.
Just that people will buy one, period.
Imagine if we live in a world where that is not a web exclusive.
Considering
like
that
there's whole caps full of them.
Considering that the first one was not.
Yeah, the first one was the, you're carrying this or you're not getting any of the Rider figure arts.
You're not getting any Rider belts.
And then they released the Forza figure arts, nobody bought any.
That's hardly a threat anyway, because stores don't get the Rider belt anyway.
They get a Rider belt.
For 6 months.
Birth.
Oh.
I'm sorry, we don't have any wizard drivers to send you, but here's some birth drivers.
I like how birth just alone is kind of like a punchline.
It's going to turn out that next rider is birth driver. Not even a full common rider.
It's just driver.
Like, the driver got, riding a motorcycle around.
Got warehouses full of these things.
Seriously, buy one.
Please.
You get two for free.
the suit will just be a bunch of birth drivers stacked on top of each other into a suit shape.
One thing that I do like is that there were pictures where I believe some of the rest of the cast was teasing Dante about the birth drivers being half off.
Oh, poor Dante. Maybe his toy should have done something.
Oh.
Well, I think his gun toy was very popular.
Yes, but his belt toy did nothing other than open up.
People love busting births.
And eat money.
Punch babies.
All right, where were we now?
That's Kirk. Right.
Yes. Akagi's foolproof method of proving that Die Ranger exists is to play the Die Ranger theme song.
Hey,
now, one thing I want to know, what replaced the writable Ryuseo toy?
It Tasher Power Wheels.
Sounds right.
It Tasher Power Wheels, bigger than most Japanese homes.
They replaced it with the car.
That's...
an actual car.
So, dejected, they try and figure out what the hell is going on, and they figure that their delusions are affecting reality and shifting things around. Then Akagi hears a song he recognizes off in the background.
Played one episode of Denji Man.
Yes. And discovers Mel Fujitsu singing karaoke to himself in an empty room.
It's also worth pointing out that at this point, they have really danced around saying what that character's name actually is.
Yeah. Yes, they have.
That seems kind of telling to me.
Also, I love when the professor and Kazkaz break in there to grab Akagi. There's a beat where they look at him in costume and they freeze and they can then continue the sentence.
And then,
it's like in horror at finding an even bigger toku nerd than Akagi.
It's at this point you realize the villain of the season is an evil Akagi, and that it's, like, frightening.
the man has a power glove on his desk.
Oh, God.
An actual power glove.
Oh, my God.
It's so bad.
Yeah. Not like the knockoff version that Tran used, but the actual thing that you plug into the NES.
Holy shit, I got that reference.
The Fort Max infection is spreading.
So bad.
Oh. So they need a new Akiba Blue.
But where could they possibly find a new Akiba Blue?
With somebody that has a last name Blue in their last name.
Well,
over there.
Here she is. She's an aspiring idol, and she's a huge fan of Akiba Ranger because she watched it on the channel.
Of Ghost Age Sentai, Akiba Ranger. Disclaimer, this was never aired on Toei Channel.
You need to censor out every time someone says Toei.
Or Channel.
Who is eating?
Fort Max.
It hasn't been me. It's either been Mickey or Paladin.
Nope, I'm drinking.
It's not me.
Well, it can't really be Mickey because Mickey's talking. I don't care how experienced Mickey is at having things in his mouth. He can't talk that clearly when his mouth is full.
Ah, but I can talk out of my ass just fine.
Oh.
Does the Metamucil help with that, too?
It does. Although it prevents me from cursing, though. Because everything I talk comes out clean.
I'll believe that.
So they ask this new chick if she wants to join a Keeper Ranger, and she's like, sure, I'll do it.
It's one of the few dramas that actually runs the full year now, so plenty of exposure.
And we'll get my singing career going, because she wants to be an idol. And she already starts running through all the...
directors.
She's wondering who's going to be producing the show and who's going to be directing it, because she'll know what kind of a character she'll be. And then, oh my god...
And of course, yes, if it's Sakamoto, need to show off the legs.
So here's the question on that. It says that Sakamoto was an action director on Geki Ranger?
He was.
Really?
For the new... Yes, Geki Ranger was one of the shows that had some stuff shot in New Zealand.
Oh, they were still doing that.
And okay. He was the action director for the New Zealand crew.
Oh, okay. I was not aware.
I want to say Geki Ranger was the last series they did that for.
Yeah, I think it was just Magi, Boken, and Geki then, right?
Whenever they had landscapes that weren't Japan.
it was part of a move to...
And I think that part of that was actually... I think part of that was also with Disney paying for part of it.
Yeah, I think Disney wanted to have the stock footage match a little bit more to the stuff they'd
been shooting.
Or have
at least some that did. So they went, hey, we'll go ahead and help cover some of the costs for this stuff.
Just send a unit to New Zealand.
Okay.
Well, just send the cast and stuff to New Zealand, because I believe they also use the Power Ranger stunt actors.
So that's why in Geki Ranger, the Serengeti looks a lot like New Zealand.
Yes.
Or, you know, the Florida Everglades. Because apparently New Zealand can substitute for any location on Earth.
That in Vancouver. Imagine if Vancouver is in New Zealand.
I'm pretty sure it has been New Zealand before.
Okay, so that explains that. But yes, it throws Koichi Sakamoto under the bus that, yes, he's a kind of a pervert.
Yeah. As this week's episode of Samba Dino showed.
I'm kind of glad I'm not watching that. Okay, going on.
Anyway, so it's delusion time. So they morph and end up at...
I'd love to hear the Morph Embrace say that. It's delusion time.
Where the hell are they at this week? I can't even recognize this set.
Some random...
It's like an abandoned gas station. It's not one of the usuals.
It's not anything they've used recently, or at least not in any high profile.
Anyway, so they're assaulted by the mooks of the season, the Freakers.
Are you into butts?
Oh, they're that kind of Freakers.
Yeah, actually they are.
It's wonderful. Yeah, I don't understand what's going on, but I like it. I'm very confused, but also aroused.
I like how Luna is so completely not Mitski in that she's just flailing about, arms wailing.
And then just starts throwing random crates.
Yeah, I like how she goes completely berserk and just starts killing everything.
It's f***ing awesome. Watch this.
But like, she's not very good at it, so it's like Akagi's now been upgraded to, like, second most competent.
I'm gonna beat up this wall! Let's see. Back at the base, a quiet and demure Princess Die type character shows up. And... Yay! It's Yumiria. So she joins the fray, and all is right with the world.
After changing, of course.
Yes.
There's an SRC dies huge in the background for the eagle-eyed viewers.
There's also a black and gold Gingaman mech, too.
Yeah, there is.
And a black and silver Hurricaneer one.
I have no idea what those are.
Yep.
Like, there's a whole slew of rare ones on that one shelf.
Of course there is.
Black and gold Go-Go 5V shuttle
Robo.
Thing.
Oh, no, not Victor Robo. Shit.
Liner Boy.
Liner Boy, right.
And it's probably
Liner
combined
Boy, seriously?
Liner. It was.
Liner Boy, yes.
As in liner form.
That's stupid.
No, that's Deno.
As is Go-Go V in a few places.
Yeah, Deno was stupid.
It's not like Jetman was any better when they brought in Tetra Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, O-Ranger had Tackle Boy as the warrior wheel.
Yeah, but that kind of makes sense, though. And that already looked terrible, so go ahead and give it a terrible name.
And, you know, Stronger had Thong Boy.
But Yumiria shows up and starts kicking ass.
And that's the flag for victory.
After a very awkward roll call.
Yes, the fantastic thing that's going on here is that the new blue knows all about Akiba Ranger. Except
go
it's
say
different
Sentai
Akiba
Ranger
show that she watched.
So
she's doing all the right moves from the wrong show.
That's going to be an awkward conversation next week.
It's like, next thing you know is a lie.
Or everything you know is a lie.
It's not a lie so much as this is a little different.
A little different. Her, and her reaction when they summon up their weapons.
Yeah, I also like how Red and Yellow start doing a brand new roll call thing.
Uh-huh.
Despite the fact they haven't seen each other in months.
Yes! It's like they're that in sync.
No, it's pretty much the same roll call thing that they always do. They different just... every time.
Well yeah.
Different moves.
Yes.
Yeah. But they're in sync regardless.
Well, they're a Sentai. Of course they are.
All right, so they kick some ass and they summon out their penultimate powers.
I do like how Akagi actually gets something of a badass moment there where he backflip kicks the
yes.
oncoming attack.
I also like the you're wide open in the middle of the stock footage sequence.
Yes. Yes. So he just kicks back the attack instead. It's like, you, I'm not.
Answering the question of why don't the villains attack when they're doing their stock footage?
Because they're invincible.
Matter. That's used against you. Like, yeah, okay, so they won. Chinaman should be back to normal, right? Well.
No, he's no, not. No. He's still Chinaman.
Doesn't work that way.
But we can't end the episode like that without a big, huge what the f*** moment, so. Here it is. Tommy.
Akiba Ranger. Wait.
With the big Akiba Ranger symbol on his chest.
Yes.
And you can definitely tell they're using Gokaiger leftovers, because that vest is in sad shape.
What else would they be using?
But apparently Kiba Ranger is a shadow of his former self.
Maybe he's still upset because he never found his mom at the bus station.
Oh!
And they are using the original voice actor of his sword there, so...
I could tell.
And we get... would have to be a...
What?
Never mind.
What?
Huh?
What?
Huh?
Who?
Sun Vulcan Robo, that's who.
Oh, regardless, Malshina is back in the next episode.
Yes, you have the... You have Moigi singing the Sun Vulcan Robo theme, except now she has a different last name.
Yeah. Akiba Ranger really needs to settle down a little bit in the next episode and... give us something to cling on to, because right now it kind of feels like we're drowning in new information.
I think the conclusion... I've seen the episode raw. I do think the conclusion is satisfactory, but I can't really go much into it besides
okay.
that.
Does it settle down some, or are we still going 90 miles an hour into a black tunnel with no headlights
on? It is still crazy.
Oh, it's still going 90 miles per hour, but... It seems to... I think it kind of gets its bearings by the end of the episode.
You have the best rendition of the Die Ranger opening.
Don't.
Fort Max, if you say one more word, I will shut you the f*** up forever.
Yeah, it's still going...
I will come to your house and sew your mouth shut.
It's still going 90 miles per hour because it's a Keeper Ranger. But I think it... I do think it... I can see where it's going now.
Okay.
Especially
yeah, Fort Max, don't purple Space Hulk this for him.
Especially with having stumbled upon another spoiler for a future episode, so I think I have an idea of what they're doing.
Besides selling figure arts?
Well, that's given.
All right, that of means course, it's what?
Every time you think you have an idea of what a Keeper Ranger is doing, it changes it up every three episodes anyway. So we'll see.
It's true.
Okay, so I guess that means it's time for Garo.
I guess it does.
Paladin?
Why me?
Well,
I just answered my own question, didn't I?
You seem to be enjoying it.
Did you?
I watched episode one and liked it, but I just kind of breezed through the second one.
Well, then this shouldn't take long, should it?
Oh, God.
Yeah, the only thing I remember is that guy's a slut.
Well, see, here, there's the boobs we were talking about last week.
Yeah.
Yep.
We talked about that last week?
Well, that the first episode.
The absence of
them. Yes.
About how it was kind of prevalent in the first series and mostly not there in the second.
And then we show up with Takeru f***ing some random chick.
Which is apparently his thing, from what I've heard of episode 3 as well.
Oh. Well then.
Yeah. Now go back and watch Gokaidra again and put Guy in that same context.
Yeah, that's not... kind of hard to look at Gokaidra.
Well, just average the two together and you get a normal, balanced human being.
Oh, are you sure about that?
Well, one who never gets laid. Or one who always gets laid.
I guess that's true. Okay, so is Paladin going to summarize or...
I hope so.
The other part is Garl fights again and his armor turns slightly more golden than the last time for some reason, and that hurts him and that's bad.
That's a summary, all right.
Or would you like me to?
No, I'd like Paladin to try to do better.
I'll be over here.
Let me see if anyone has the episode up anywhere.
Oh, God.
Okay, Ken.
So.
Try to make this quick.
Let's try. Not too terribly much happened in the episode, so it shouldn't be that hard. Start opening with a business deal somewhat gone awry as a sleazy businessman is dealing with a gentleman from the Kanashiro group.
Yes. We'll go with that.
Yeah, because good to know, because that name apparently will be important as we go along. Who is apparently a whore who steals his soul and that of his two hookers.
Yay, sluts.
Although he puts them...
So the whore steals the whore's souls.
Yes. And he puts
don't
them
be silly, Fort Max. Whores don't have souls.
He sticks them in business cards for safekeeping.
Well,
the
one
I like he eats the one guy immediately, and he saves the other two for later.
I know. That's a forward-thinking monster from hell.
Well, like look, a doggy style bag. Full.
He already got those other two doggy bag time.
and then he takes the thumb of the guy off, so he has a proof of sale. Enterprising guy.
Mm.
But then, of course, cut to the aforementioned f***ing with Takeru laying some random chick in a hotel room. And then he sees a Ryuga outside just hoboing it.
But he's still wanted from last time, so those police officers in the ridiculous masks come after him.
He gets attacked by SG-1. Still no Richard Dean Anderson. And then gets sort of rescued by Takeru motorcycle. Who takes him elsewhere in the city, and I do like how Takeru takes off his motorcycle jacket, waves it around, and then it becomes his regular trench coat.
Awesome.
It's a neat
awesome.
I want a coat like that.
Yeah, no shit, man.
Actually, I want my entire wardrobe to be like that. Just take one thing and turn it into something else when I need it.
Takeru explains to Ryuga more about the city, how it's basically run by this place called the Kanashiro Group, who built it on a ancient temple ground, which, you know, that can't...
Right away, that's a bad sign.
That can't be a bad sign or anything, right? Right?
Isn't this how most horror movies start?
Well, then that makes sense for Garo.
We built your house on Indian graveyard, but that doesn't matter.
I wonder why bad stuff is happening. Or, and considering they have a demon working for them, that might be on purpose.
Kind of what I was thinking.
Because they don't have ominous goddess statues littered all around the city or anything. Nah.
Nah.
So he takes him into Barai's hangout, where Riga promptly hands him back Zaraba and tells him that he doesn't want this damn thing, he doesn't want to make a contract with him. And then Zaraba finally speaks up. Takeru was surprised to see a magic ring, because apparently Makai Knights don't carry those things around anymore, which is a telling thing that the Makai Knight organization has changed a lot recently.
They got to be so badass they don't need armor.
Yeah, or something has gone wrong in the organization, which I think
or
is
Or at least
likely.
It, or it could be limited to the ones in that area.
Could be. Mm-hmm. Takeru in general just seems surprised to see one. Which, considering all the ones in the previous series, like, carry them around. So.
Are they implying that this is actually connected to the previous one, or are they trying to do the soft reboot thing?
I think a little from column A, a little from column B.
I get the sense this is supposed to be at least several years after the
and it's more
series.
Of a side story than anything.
So, meanwhile, the Kaneshiro Group people are having a celebration for gaining the property when a new secretary brings up a suspiciously green glowing candle and puts it right
Oh no, it's going to take Tommy's powers.
No, but this is
well played.
When you realize what that is, that's actually a really clever thing she just tried to do, which was the whole green flame thing from the last episode where Ryuga found out the horror. That's what that's supposed to be.
Right.
But it doesn't reveal anything, which she seems surprised at, and then goes and runs off, and when the guy comes back and finds her, she sees her sitting at a desk with her head bleeding profusely. He gets hungry then, revealing himself.
Oh, wouldn't you?
Paladin. but it turns out she is actually a Makai priest with a gun. Apparently Makai priests have upgraded recently as well.
Well, she has a brush too. It's fine.
Yeah. But, yeah, most others were not usually packing magical heat. Aguri tries to put an arrow in his head from across the street, and it does absolutely jack shit. Neither does the gun, because she unloads the entire thing into him, and he keeps coming.
So it's not even that useful of a magic gun.
Apparently not. So she escapes. And lo and behold, surprise, surprise, it is also the girl from last episode with the handkerchief.
She escapes by opening a plot hole in the floor.
Yes! As Makai priests are wont to do. So, Barai ends up talking Ryuga into fighting horrors in the city again. So he goes off to fight this guy, who is kind of like, you know, what the f***, dude? He's like, why are you trying to kill me? He's like, dude, that's just kind of what we do. So they fight a bit. He rips his face off to block an attack, which he then turns into a sword.
It's okay, he grows another one.
I know. And he basically kind of kicks Ryuga's ass across the floor, and when he gets sliced open, a golden wave ends up giving Ryuga some kind of painful flashback to his past, and continues to do so as he fights. Eventually, both of them transform, and as Ryuga fights, when he gets those flashbacks, for some reason the armor starts to look a lot more familiar for people who have seen Garo before. But only briefly. Then eventually he does destroy it, but has like a painful like seizure almost. He's given a flashback to his mother, which is interesting. And it's also interesting to note, now we see a bit more of the an extended fight with the all CG armor suits. It's a lot more fast-paced than fights have been in the past in Garo, because they're not actually having to use the practical, very immobile armor.
Yeah.
So I can kind of see the benefit towards using it as well.
It's also cheaper.
Yes! much cheaper, which is the important part. But it still does kind of look kind of the entire fight altogether. So he wakes up, is introduced to the Makai priest with the handkerchief. Was it Leon or something like that?
Yeah, good enough.
And we find out that this is a different kind of horror. It is something that is created, apparently, a magic horror or Mado horror, however you want to say it. And yeah, so that's the episode in general. Ryu actually wants to stay around now because he wants to find out why the f*** was his armor glowing gold. Hence, I guess, the title of the series. But yes, that is that episode, and next episode we see a bit more of the other two Makai Knights, apparently.
Okay, then.
They've been a little neglected.
Well, Takeru got a lot of screen time in this episode. He just has fought in the end.
Yeah, he was very exposed in this episode.
Yes. Very, very exposed. But not quite as exposed.
And apparently again in the next episode.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Do you like to see Gokai and Silver having orgasms? Then Garo might be the series for you. I mean, I like the character and everything, but...
That might not be the strongest
can't
selling point.
Unsee.
You never. A lot of cannot unsee this week, actually.
Well, what's more, you know, not unseeable, the Chinaman helmet eyes or naked guy?
Gokai Silver's O face.
I gotta say, those helmet eyes, I think, traumatized me a little more.
Really? That's a good question. I'm not sure one that I quite have an answer to.
So, before we take a break and move on to Power Playback, Ken, did you watch Kyoryuger this week?
I haven't watched Kyoryuger in about a month.
So we're just not covering that at all?
Unless somebody has something to say on it, I guess.
Did anybody watch it?
Yes, yeah, I'm still watching it.
I did.
Was it just me, or was that sequence with the remote control very foot fetishy?
I don't even want to know.
Yeah,
it's Sakamoto.
That's what I thought.
What do you expect?
Well, with Sakamoto, I expect the panty shot thing, not the foot fetish thing.
Is it Amy again?
Yes.
What else would it be?
Oh, God.
Was she, like, stroking the remote or something with her foot?
She can program a TV remote with her feet.
Maybe we're looking at it the wrong way. Maybe it's a TV remote fetish.
I've had that fetish before.
Oh, wow. That reveals a lot about you, I think.
And she doesn't want anyone to know about it. That's the fun.
And there's a little pop-up while she's doing it saying, don't try this at home, kids.
I'm just kind of skeeved out on that. On Kyoryuger and Pink in general, so.
Ken says this as he begins to download it, because reasons.
No, I'm good.
Okay, right. I believe you, Ken.
No, he'll wait till after the show is over, so he doesn't have to wait to go see.
He's probably part of some secret podcast on the side where he talks about the sexy part of Toku.
Sex on the side? I wasn't aware they moved it.
Yes, because nothing's better than talking about 15-year-old girls.
There's an intro quote.
I feel like my existence has been validated by that.
Not.
Paladin, how dirty are you feeling right now?
And do you want to feel dirtier?
There's no safe way to answer that, is there?
Kyoryuger just makes me want to, like, I feel unclean.
It makes me want to not watch it, not talk about it, and not think about it.
Yeah.
Well, no.
It's like I know Kyoryuger Gold appeared this week and seems a little early, but that now I really have absolutely no desire to check the episode out.
Well, except the reason you have to check it out.
No, I
but
really
besides
don't.
Those.
Nothing doing.
Okay.
Well, f*** all of you, except Giga.
I agree.
Kyoryuger Gold,
is great.
At least?
Yeah, I like him.
I'd be insulted if Paladin's opinion mattered.
I'm just surprised at how early he's appearing. I mean,
there's probably going to be a seventh later.
And an eighth, and a ninth, and a tenth.
Wait a f***ing minute.
There already is a seventh. Yeah, he was actually back this week.
Oh.
No, like a proper seventh.
Mm. You're
like a main cast member, sort of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then we're back to Torin again.
They're going to have more Rangers than Deca Ranger.
They're kind of close already.
Need to have a series and call it Dodeca Ranger. There'd be 12 of them. And with that, we'll take a break.
Ooh, break.
I just took a break during Garo. Because I still got the shits.
Always comes back to poop.
Meteo, ready? You're listening to Superhero Time.
RPM. Auskapass Motomorph Rangers, Angriff der Aliens. Mit dem Chip aktivierst du den Verteidigungsmodus und verwandelst sie in coole Helden. Mit den Motomorph-Figuren schlägst du alle Gegner in die Flucht. Power Rangers Motomorph-Figuren, nur echt von Bandai.
It's time for Power Playback. Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at superhero_time.
So this week on Power Playback, whatever.
Whatever.
We ran out of F*** you, I'm out, so now we're just kind of finishing out the month with random stuff.
The best kind of random stuff, though.
Yes, we're talking about Power Rangers RPM.
Specifically the episode that makes you feel bad.
Thanks, Mickey.
Go me!
So this is the episode of Power Rangers RPM that's every episode of this podcast?
Well...
Amazing, isn't it?
We did cause the apocalypse. Or we will.
Or JD did.
That sounds safe.
God damn it, JD.
JD ruined the world. Okay, so, Ken, you want to talk about the RPM episode?
Me again?
Oh. Well, that was the original plan before Paladin, you know, shit the bed on Dara.
Give me one moment.
This is going just as well as having Paladin do Garo.
Isn't it, though?
Paladin, you want to do RPM?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Okay.
How much worse could this turn out?
There's always a way it could be worse.
Mickey, do you have 20 more liquor on hand?
No.
Oh, God. We're doomed.
Go get more.
You're gonna need it.
Yep.
Well, start.
Okay, I'm trying to remember. Right, it starts off with Dr. K playing her violin again. Because she can do that, apparently. That's her thing.
I don't think she's really playing violin there. I don't think she can do that.
So she's just rubbing the string in time to music she's listening to?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Isn't that how you play music?
That sounded like you're trying to say she's masturbating.
Can neither confirm nor deny.
Intro quote?
Sure, why not? Always need more Fort Max lines.
And we just lost someone.
I guess Paladin?
It's Giga.
Oh.
Oh, crap. Well, then what's the
show's
point?
Show's canceled.
Go home, everybody.
Giga's cow died.
These damn Swedish cows.
Then they mixed it with some horse.
And shipped it off to Burger King.
And they left behind a thumb.
Not as Garo.
Well, dead whore, cow, it's easy to get the two confused.
Horse, not whore.
Horse? When did the horses enter the picture?
With the dead cows.
And what killed the horse?
Probably a bolt to the back of its head. Giga.
Okay.
What?
Good.
You left us and we were sad.
Well, it was the internet. I honestly thought I broke my computer because I sneezed. I was like, oh shit.
Is it an IKEA computer?
Yes.
Do you just have like an open air computer with no case around it, or?
Yes.
So, Giga, we have an important question for you.
No, you don't.
No, I do.
Well, okay. We have a question. It's not important, but we're going to ask it.
It's important in that we're not going to continue the show until I've asked it.
No.
No, you can't say no. I haven't asked the question yet.
Yes. What's the question?
Oh. What killed the horse?
Beats.
Okay. The show may continue. Paladin?
Okay. Vengix builds another new robot with a mirror in his chest and shows off how useless his other two generals are.
They're confused by mirrors.
Yes.
They can't even blame the booze.
I like the comment, he makes a note of Tenaya being, like, his greatest creation, and she's like, that's not really saying much.
Yes.
They're confused by mirrors, so they're cats.
Or birds.
We should just be impressed Vengix made something else that could talk.
Well, obviously, talking is where the other two generals went wrong.
Yeah, clearly. Right.
So that's why most of the villains of the week don't talk in this one.
Also, it saves on voice actors.
Well, yes. Lord knows RPM needed to save money wherever it could.
See, there probably was actually dialogue written for most of the monsters early in the series, until they realized, hey, we're out of money, we need to cut somewhere.
Like, I noticed this is only episode 11, and we already have Judd Lynn in.
just dump some ADR, it'll be fine.
It's not important.
And that's why some of the actors here are only shot from the back.
Well, I think that is for creepy effect in this case.
Either way, no. They made it work. But anyway, back in the story, Dr. K is trying to explain to everyone that the monsters are getting stronger and they can't make the Zord stronger. One of those extra super combiner capacitor thingies that they picked up to make the Valve Max Megazord a few weeks ago.
I like how, like, in every other Power Rangers series, Dementor were like, okay, so we need to do this, this, and that. She's just like, no, we're sorry.
And of course, Ziggy just wants to know, are we the good guys or not?
Her question is the best thing ever.
That really is probably her defining character moment.
What's it like to be so stupid?
For your entire life. It seems so nice.
And what's bad is that I don't think she even means it, like, out of meanness.
Yeah.
She's just, like, legitimately.
She does, like, not understand
wants to know
what
it's like to not be smart.
Yeah.
She's, like, actually envious.
And we see the reason why as we flash back to Dr. K's childhood, where she's abducted with nobody apparently caring.
Okay, so here's my theory on this. The whole chalk drawing on the sidewalk thing. Those agents didn't just stumble across her and decide, oh, we're going to take this girl now. I've got a feeling that they knew that she was smart ahead of time, and they were already coming for her. That's just what they found her doing when they showed up to take her.
Probably.
I bet her parents already knew about it.
For all we know, they could have sold her.
Or had been taken care of.
That too.
You have no home to go back to. Oh God,
you can't go out again because you're allergic to the sun.
This episode's getting more depressing now. Shit.
So she spends the next 15 years of her life locked in the most horrifying complex. Where in New Zealand did they find this place, and why has it not been torn down?
How many horror movies have been shot there?
There are zombie movies that you set cheerier than this.
This is the most dank and cold looking.
It's probably like
ground.
It's probably
East
like
Germany
a water...
looks pleasant in their architecture compared to this building.
It's probably like a sewage treatment plant. They just shut that wing down for the day to shoot there.
Or maybe
I don't know. I don't want to know where they got the cake then.
Well, she never ate it. She never got to eat it. God, this episode is depressing.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it, so, Mickey.
Who picked this again?
Mickey.
Yeah, suffer bitches.
See, if we'd voted for Ranger Blue like I wanted, we wouldn't be so f***ing depressed right now, would we?
Yeah, we would, because we'd be doing an episode you picked.
But it'd be a blue episode. I'd be all exhausted after the end of it.
From the furious masturbation?
Yes.
Oh, that's why he didn't want to do that episode.
Anyway, back in Corinth, the mirror monster comes out and attacks the Valve Max by copying its weapons, when suddenly there's a reverse industrial revolution and it shrinks. So they bring it back to the lab, because, yeah, that's such a f***ing smart idea.
Yeah, whose genius idea was this?
Okay. The genius.
The genius does something you don't understand. Can you question them?
Well, it's your duty to question them incessantly until you're proven wrong.
Yes, this episode actually does. Later on, but...
If a genius falls in the forest and nobody's around to hear it...
E equals NC squared?
No.
Good one, Ken.
Feel the hate dripping off every syllable.
Whose idea was it to bring Giga Beeline again? Jesus Christ.
I think that was mine.
Okay.
That was a good idea.
That makes sense.
Think how much better it would be if JD was here.
All right, back in alphabet soup, the episode finally starts to drag a bit when we're introduced to Jem and Gemma.
Drag?
Yeah.
I mean,
become
once
awesome?
Again, Paladin is wrong, because Jem and Gemma are a delight.
They're insane.
Exactly!
Not I would love for Jim and Gemma to have their own morning talk show. Kind of like Regis and Kelly, it'll be Jem and Gemma. And they just go around blowing up every guest that comes on stage.
And finishing every sentence the whole time. And guests just creep the f*** out until they, you know, explode.
I'm imagining a Jem and Gemma like line of flavored coffees with their faces on the front of it.
Breakfast cereal.
Yes.
Imagine they could sell Jem and Gemma super special awesome diaries.
You know what breakfast cereal they'd sell, though? Kaboom.
But hey, at least the Jem and Gemma scene is short, because then it's time for reading Rainbow.
Because there's a butterfly inside.
Yes.
Which proves they're not allergic and Project Alphabet Soup is full of shit. So, when Dr. Yeah. K tries to exploit this fact and step outside for the first time in, what did we say, 15 years?
Yes.
Roughly.
She brings out another project that they've been working on called the Vengix virus.
Dun, dun, dun.
But the security guards grab her and shut them down before she can deactivate the virus, and thus all hell breaks loose.
Yeah, put a firewall so it won't get out of Alphabet Soup. But, yeah, that just means, to, you know, she's responsible for the deaths of billions of people. Whoops! Yes.
She killed the entire planet because she wanted to go outside.
Oh, that one line is... like, I just wanted to go outside!
She does such a painfully accurate delivery of it, too.
Yeah, and that it's like a very painful line to hear when you consider all the connotations and everything it causes. Like, oh, that's surprisingly... dark for Power Rangers.
Well, it is RPM.
Yeah.
No, surprisingly dark was just the first episode monologue. This is unbelievably dark.
Yeah, I know. That you, basically, one of your heroes is the one who caused all those untold
and
deaths.
Killed off, I don't know, maybe 90% of the human race?
Yeah. And
worse than that, she feels it. She knows what she did.
Yep.
It wasn't an accident, no. She feels terrible about it.
Mm-hmm.
No, seriously, how did we ever get this series?
Disney not caring.
Disney
stopped looking for a moment.
Yeah.
Disney stopped looking for
y'all
a moment.
Y'all be good
like,
over
okay,
here.
Yeah, we have,
we're going to go try and buy Marvel.
It's basically, okay, yeah, we paid for this series, so we might as well do something with it. I don't care what. Okay, here's a set amount of money. That's what you have. We don't really care what.
Don't spend it all on explosions in the first episode.
Yeah, the only
no
time
more glowing
paid,
balls of light.
The only time they paid any attention to RPM was like, oh, wow, you used up all that money that quickly. Huh. Fire him.
And there's the whole speculation about the ideal outline for the final episode, but we won't get into that.
Again.
So, flash forward again, sort of. Dr. K's recording that monologue from the first episode. But the Project Alphabet Soup people don't want her to leave because then they will be traced back to causing death of 90% of the human race.
I guess that would be kind of a bad thing.
Yes, it would affect their funding, I'm sure.
Who's there to fund them? Like, at this point, who gives a f***?
Apparently they do, because they want to shoot Dr. K.
Well, yes.
And then the best characters show up again.
Ziggy?
Not close, but Jim and Gemma.
So they knock out the scientist guys that we only ever saw from the back. Because they probably couldn't afford to pay any more actors.
No, that was a thematic decision.
Could
to
be
make
but,
it even no, more no. creepy
yeah,
and
yeah.
fine.
Because I mean, like, the Corinth, they had plenty of unnamed soldiers and extras and whatnot, so...
Yeah, that was completely intentional.
But Jem and Gemma run back in for the classified prototype gold and silver series suits.
Eee, I wonder whatever that could be.
Telegraphing the fact that no, they're not actually dying. But Dr. K certainly thinks they died. Two
Which
more
is...
victims of her mistake. Her only two friends that she also killed.
Jesus Christ. And Ziggy wondered why she was such a bitch at first.
And yet he's the one who hooked up with her.
Aw,
so I guess he's into that. Anyway, back in Corinth, they reactivate the reflect monster in the lab. It duplicates the plot convenient robot flux capacitor, whatever.
Yeah.
And then she sucks Tenaya 7 out the window using the violin again.
I do, of course, I do like the part she was like, did you plan all of this? So, yep.
Yep.
And, of course, all the things that she uses we've seen before. The double guns, yep. The Beetleborgs weapon.
Yes. I do also like when the Zenith Megazord does its finisher, how it just cuts from her playing the violin and it keeps the music as it's doing it.
Yes.
So this is exceptionally well shot.
This isn't the best time Tenaya 7 gets her ass kicked by Dr. K. Well, not the last time, at least. There's the other time where they use the other cannon that's been shown before.
The one in the refrigerator.
Yes.
Yes.
This was such a good show.
I know.
Yeah.
It's almost
where
kind
the
of
the, f- is the DVD box set.
Almost kind of depressing to watch now because I realize this will probably never be like this ever again.
But they're all like that not. Once.
Yeah.
Yes. For 1 year.
One glorious year.
And the best part is that the final few episodes aired one time ever.
Jesus Christ. Criminal. At least it's all on Netflix now.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, until that license runs out.
Mm. Yeah, well, I'll start ripping it off Netflix now.
I'm sure somebody has.
Probably.
The moment it went up.
I've seen a few torrents floating around.
Yeah. Although those might just be leftovers from broadcast.
As long as there's still a way to get it.
Well,
because
yeah.
Everybody deserves to watch this f***ing series.
Oh, yeah.
Have we finished?
No, some people don't deserve to watch it.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, the episode, the episode basically ended as the credits were rolling.
And the last note of the episode.
Here's a little bit of this episode.
That's what Disney did for some of, for the later seasons.
Yeah.
They did that for Power Rangers G2 as well.
Yeah, so yeah, what are you trying to say, Mickey?
The episode ends with Dr. K not having a resolution to her pain.
No. Nope. Oh.
There's no happy ending for her.
Nope. Well, not yet, anyway.
She saved the day, but she still feels bad.
But her consolation is that
why are you laughing?
What's funny about that?
No happy ending.
I kind of figured that's where I was going with it, but...
And of course, Dr. K still has the fragments of her last birthday present.
Yep. Which, again, that's
which makes it even sadder.
That is the last shot of the episode, and it's like, oh, gosh.
Who's f***ing their microphone?
Giga.
Well, he has two.
Is it better or worse now?
Better.
Better.
That sounds less like you're driving down the street.
Or driving the microphone somewhere. Like that.
I have a question.
Yes?
Is this RPM from Go Wander?
Yes.
Okay. I knew that. I mean, I knew that.
Yeah, and you cannot have two more completely different shows.
Sure you can.
Well, from the same source material, I mean.
Sure you can.
It's just so unbelievable that these two shows are both pretty awesome for... almost exactly different reasons.
Yeah, like pretty much the only problem with RPM is the fact that they were still shooting in full screen, and thus you get the very squished Go Wander footage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the one flaw of the series.
Well, that and them not doing anything with those awesome Paleo Max Ranger designs.
But of course, with no money left at that point, what could they do?
Yeah.
Make them out of cardboard.
Cardboard is not the answer for everything.
They should have used the action figures.
Well, Ken, you're not a believer. You gotta use cardboard.
Oh, so now I know what that reminded me of in Akiba Ranger. Dig a beetle!
Yeah.
What?
I am not legally allowed to discuss certain things about Akiba Rangers because I'm in a rights process right now.
Their clothes went to cardboard.
Oh.
See? It all connects.
Or, you know, like last season when Akagi made his own Akiba Red suit.
Yeah.
Someone should make that a figure art.
Yes.
Yes.
I buy that.
Oh, also the real life SPD orange. I'd get a figure out of that.
They could use the yellow owl body.
And then use it again for Kyoryu Cyan.
And then for a remake of Shinken Gold.
And Uja. Uja.
Uga? I like Uja better.
Uja?
Uja.
Uja.
And there's Giga's in her boat.
And now we know why Dragon Knight failed. Uja.
So what are we watching next week?
Is it still Power Rangers month?
Well, I have a suggestion for that, but she'll just shoot it down again.
So do you want to go through the process, or...
Or are you just shooting it down preemptively?
I'm just guessing your reaction by this point.
Well, we won't know what the reaction is unless you suggest something, so...
All right, how about the episode where Zed tries to turn Kimberly into Rita?
That's so awful.
I was just going to suggest that episode.
Okay, we'll do it. What's the title of that episode?
Beauty and the Beast, I think, in season 2.
Fort Max, is that the title of that episode?
I don't know.
Why can't it be a season 1 episode where they were good?
There's like 8 of those. We've probably done most of them.
Why are there no good Lord Zed episodes in season 1?
Because Lord Zed episode 1.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, why?
But the Power Rangers 2010 toy line tells me Lord Zed was in season 1. And so was the White Ranger.
Before
that was
he
the
even
best season.
Before
meanwhile,
even
meanwhile,
I'm Fire Ranger. Yeah.
And Rita was a villain in Power Rangers Samurai.
Yeah,
I remember that episode.
I mean, she's all over the toy shelves. She won't go away.
I guess she's a villain in Megaforce too.
Unfortunately,
mine looks fine.
Mine too.
Now.
Okay, so next week it is episode from season 2 that may or may not be titled something like what Paladin said.
Beauty and the Beast, is it?
Oh, okay. Now, is that one of the episodes that has the conspicuous absence of the, what's their names? Jason, Zach, and Trini?
It's before the power transfer, so probably.
Cool.
I've seen that episode.
Wait, is it, this is before White Ranger shows up, right?
Yes.
So they are not going to be conspicuously absent except for possibly from ADR.
Well, that kind of sucks.
But they are going to actually... But this is before they were filming Badine. They were still there when this stuff was being filmed, so...
That's less fun.
Yeah.
You know, horrible body doubles and unconvincing voiceovers.
Because, yeah, this episode does have voice doubles.
As long as there's something to look forward to. Well, I'm glad Mickey suggested this.
I have great ideas.
Uh-huh. Maybe not this week's episode, but, you know, next week's will be good. Well, this week was just depressing.
It was good.
But depressing.
Y'all seem too happy.
Just like Giga Beetle with his cookies.
I've kind of got an urge to go out and do that tonight.
Make a sextacular version also. Because that was great.
So, we still have to come up with a challenge for Giga Beetle for next week.
Giga,
what are you allergic to?
Well, he said he thought he was allergic to...
Now.
Yeah.
I also think I'm diabetic.
Oh, well, see, that was the whole point of the challenge, to see if eating those would turn you diabetic. Misconfirmed.
Yeah.
Next time, try frying them.
Ooh.
Yeah, I have not had great experience with frying chocolate things. I know that's something they succeed with in Ireland. So...
Along with...
They're just drunk enough not to care.
Along with fucking what?
Sheep.
What?
No, that's whales.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure there's sheep in Wales.
Ireland whales?
Thank you for that.
I just lopped it up there and someone went for it.
I thought that was the whole intent. I mean, besides, everybody knows it's Tasmanians that f*** sheep.
Well, this guy's always going to shine.
Yes.
What do robots f***?
Electric sheep?
What?
It's funny because Mickey sounds like a robot.
I do not.
Thank you.
So, do we have anything else for the show this week?
I'm out of ideas if anyone else wants to try a challenge.
Kind of hard to top electric sheep.
Intro quote.
Didn't George Carlin have a bit about sheep? Oh no, wait, that was cows.
I wonder how different it is to a sheep from a cow. Really. Would have been great if someone stepped up and now explained it.
Well, JD's not here this week.
The difference is that
cow. Calvin, did you say the same thing I did?
It's weird having a robot explain things.
That's okay, you're over it now.
Also, we should have bonus points for not making a steel wool joke.
Well, too late now.
Yeah, great job, Ken.
What the f***? God damn it, you just ruined it.
Exactly.
There goes Ken's bonus points.
He's now at the bottom of the scoreboard.
Oh, well.
Number 8.
Now, one thing that I will... Now, Giga, one thing that I do have to say about the report you made of your challenge is... I think shock that stronger might have worked better holding the defibrillator.
What's a defibrillator?
The electric pedals that bring you back to life.
Oh. Shucky thingies.
Yes.
Shucky thingies.
Stronger is the one with the electric powers, so...
Yep.
But we assumed that V3 was not actually resuscitating Rider 2, but Rider 2 had just fallen asleep. So he's actually just going to electrocute him.
That is actually what happened. That was my intent all along.
See? There you go.
Yeah.
Besides, Stronger wouldn't be interested unless it was a boy in a thong.
Damn it, Stronger. Was Stronger a f***ing tackle throughout the series, or is it just implied?
Yes.
And then didn't he take some of her parts to have his upgrade form?
Now, when you say parts...
That's quite an upgrade. I mean, his breast was already big enough to begin with.
Yeah, could you actually tell the difference under all that? So basically what we've learned here is we're bad with coming up with Gigabeetle challenges on the spot.
Yep.
Yes.
Especially without JD here.
You're just bad in general.
That's also true.
Yeah.
Such a defeatist attitude.
You haven't been here long, have you?
No, I haven't. You know how long I've been here.
Okay, here's your challenge.
No.
Make square-shaped food from round foods. Like, take apples and make them square. Or watermelons.
I'm actually allergic to apples. That's the one thing I'm allergic to. Apples and pears.
So,
really?
So unless I microwave them, I can't eat them.
So let's see. Oh, I was going to say apple pie, but that would be... Wait, you microwave them and then they're fine?
Yeah, for some reason.
What the
f***? My mother...
Do they make you shit?
No, they make my, inside swell up and I die.
Oh. Only cold apples. Or raw apples.
I don't know what it is.
Cold apples.
Well, apples are kept in cold sections of the produce department.
I thought
no,
the part
not.
Raw apples
no,
was better.
No, they're kept out in the open.
Depends on where you... Well, actually, there are some apples that are kept in the cold air.
Okay, modification. make food into squares, and then build like a house out of it, and then eat the house, and tell us how a house tastes.
They are stored in the back in the cold section also.
Houses?
Yes.
Houses
are stored in the back in the cold section. That's right.
Houses aren't made out of bricks anymore. They're made out of drywall. So I should eat a gingerbread house. Where am I going to get a gingerbread house?
At the gingerbread house store.
IKEA? Gingerbread IKEA.
Actually, that's a pretty good idea. Because, like, IKEA furniture is built kind of the same way as a gingerbread house.
No. I wonder what sort of don't have all those tiny little pegs.
I wonder what sort of fucked up shit you could find in a gingerbread house.
Make a gingerbread house
would fit in there.
Make a gingerbread house big enough for your figure arts to live in.
No, I meant like horse meat poop. You know, the sort of thing they find in IKEA food.
No, I know that. I'm just saying, make a figure arts scale gingerbread house.
Oh, you can use graham crackers instead of gingerbread if it's out of season. Yeah, gingerbread plants only bloom once a year.
I'll be honest, I was very surprised you had Oreos in Sweden.
Of course you were.
Oreo is actually Swedish for chocolate sandwich cookie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know languages.
Make a square donut.
No more donuts. This reminds me of Wizard. Stop that.
I have a question.
Wizard has ruined donuts.
When am I gonna make
Wizard can ruin donuts?
No, Wizard ruined donuts.
When am I gonna mayonnaise a donut already?
That's what I wanted to know.
We'll find.
Holy shit! Paladin got excited.
He does that sometimes.
No.
Okay, he doesn't.
Okay.
No, if you want to go get a donut and fill it with mayonnaise and tell us how awful that is, go for it.
I don't want to do that. Wait, since JD isn't here, can we have a JD challenge?
Oh, absolutely.
JD.
But the problem
is
JD
going.
The problem is JD won't be here next week.
Are his parents that important?
I guess.
Damn, Fortmax.
So what we've learned here is that Fortmax really misses having JD around.
He misses the abuse.
He misses the attention. Fortmax is like a beaten puppy.
In a cowboy hat?
This has been some kind of show, hasn't it?
That's because yes. He's from Texas.
Something.
Yeah, you can beat... Yeah, there's a rule around here. You can beat up the puppy, but you don't touch their hat.
Beating up puppies.
Is that a Texas joke? It'll be funny if we're from Texas.
Apparently it's funny if you're from Sweden.
No, I'm saying that touching their hat, the puppy's hat, is worse than beating up the puppy.
It's not like it matters now. It all smells like burning fertilizer anyway.
Make him that was topical.
That's pretty far away from here.
So, Fort Max, is Waco like just a constant shithole of terrible things happening to people?
By Waco, you mean Texas, right?
What else would he mean?
Compared to the rest of Texas, yes.
Okay. So it's kind of like the armpit of Texas.
Yeah. Though I think Houston smells more than Waco, so.
So Houston would be the anus.
Possibly.
So Houston needs Metamucil. Or a bidet.
Bowl?
Full circle. Close.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at superhero_time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2013.
it's a full circle and then close if you actually close it, because I think this show has been quote-unquote ending for 20 minutes.
No, I'm talking about anus. It's a full circle that closes and then you pinch up.
Unless you're Goatsy.
Well, it's still a full circle.
But it opens.
It's just a large circle.
It still pinches off. It's just a much larger turd.
That one's going to plug your toilet every time. It's wider than it is long.
Like your mom.
Well, no, your mom forms a pretty good sphere because of, you know, the gravitational forces.
She's a spear? Like you throw her at animals?
Oh, you couldn't throw your mom.
You just said she was a spear. How am I supposed to hunt mammoth with your mom?
You just roll her over then.
Your mom's a Katamari.
You just put it at the top of a hill and push.
And that's what killed the dinosaurs.
That's when your mom arrived on the planet.
Deep impact.
Superhero time! Zikai mo shabanabe!
Mete miru!
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.